3. Yo, what's up with all our little pups, big dogs, and boss hogs? Shout out to the fam, all of our listeners, supporters.
Out, fam.
We're excited to be bringing you a special new episode coming out. We are doing a Q&A episode that is going to be posted for the big dogs.
That's right.
For the boss hogs.
That's right.
And the little pups will see it, but not be able to get up under the counter to eat it.
No, you'll be too short, too little, and that's okay. There's no judgment there.
Puppies are great.
Puppies are great. People love puppies.
Puppies are great, but puppies are not dogs.
But we have been doing the podcast. We've been getting everything on its feet. We've been putting out those free apps along with, obviously, the Patreon ones. And now we're ready to start doing all our perks for everybody who's given us a little extra dough for a little extra content.
Yes, and you've got to know us a little bit through listening to our comedy, listening to our chats, and now we want to give you a little bit even more of an opportunity by doing an episode of the podcast that is exclusively for you. It's a Q&A episode where you can write in anything that you want to know, and we'll try to answer as many of those questions as we can in the allotted time that we have.
That's right, and the allotted time is infinite.
How much you paying for, baby?
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe it's, you know, content per cent.
Yes, percent.
Mm-hmm.
That's a double.
That's a double entendre.
Yes. So,
right? Entendres have to be like...
Can you do a triple entendre?
I think Brian Boitano did the first triple entendre.
And he's a figure skater. That's a spin. Right.
It's a spin.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
Nothing important.
Do entendres have to be sexual?
Yeah, exactly.
Double entendre... typically does make people only say that when it's sexual.
Any French speakers out there know what entendre or double means?
Yeah, what is this double word?
All our French fans, what up?
What up?
Paris,
Nice.
Verdun.
Yes, Champagne.
Oh.
Aix-en-Provence.
Did you know that the Champagne region of France is the only one where you go with your real friends?
Oh my God, are you serious?
And real pain is where you go with your fake friends.
Your sham friends.
Sham friends. Fuck!
Fuck! Fuck, fuck, fuck! Burn it down!
Burn it down!
Cancel the podcast! Cut the wires!
This is now an announcement. The podcast is canceled because I made a mistake.
Our first mistake, our first speaking mistake of the podcast.
Never happened before and won't happen again because we're not going to give it a chance. You can have your money back. We'll see you in hell.
That's right.
But
so anyways, this is a shout out to everybody that listens to us. We're going to have a Q&A episode coming up, and it's going to be exclusively on our second tier with access to our big dogs and our boss hogs. So if you want to hear that when it comes out, you'll have to subscribe up or enjoy the tier that you're already at. But anyone can ask us questions.
That's right. And so in the comment section for this recording, this episode,
right below,
in quotes, right below, ask us whatever questions you want. We'll answer questions about our process. We'll talk about improv.
Probably whatever they... I mean, you set the agenda here, guys.
That's right. You set the agenda.
We think it's going to be questions about process and improv, but it might be about height.
Yeah.
Might be about age.
That's right.
Might be about pet peeves.
Could be.
Could be about grooming.
Possible.
Could be about cooking.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Really nailing it. Really nailing it with all these punches.
Let us know what you're curious about, and we'll answer those questions.
Now, with each one of these little promos, we do a thing at the end called the joke of the day.
Mm.
And we don't prepare these jokes, and I just said that we do this segment.
Yeah, so but it's a thing we have to do forever.
Here we go. I'll do the setup.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you get when you have two igloo coolers and a big grassy soccer field?
Two igloo coolers and a big grassy soccer field.
Just so you know, I haven't thought of the answer yet. It's more of a brain teaser than a joke as well.
Well, I don't know the answer, but I'm certainly excited to get Inuit.
Wow. Now he turned it into a joke. That's really good.
What do we think, everybody?
Comment on how the joke was, the joke of the day.
Let us know.
Q&A, you can ask us setups and we can do punchlines.
Well, yeah.
That would be a fun one. We should do an episode where they write setups and we come up with punchlines.
Now that's fun.
Now that is fun. So if you guys have any fun ideas like that for the Q&A episode itself, also other things you want to see, we're getting into those upper tier fun zones.
That's right. Like the joke of the day, which you just heard the first, and I'm certain not the last.
Absolutely.
And then for our boss hogs, you'll obviously have access to the Q&A episode. But we've also been recording a very super secret series of episodes.
Yes, super secret.
Own separate podcast, if you will. And we will be releasing the first episode of the super secret series for our boss hogs.
Yes.
So if you'd like to, if you're right now paying $5 and you're like, when is this big secret? Hey man, or woman, or non-gender identified human, you got to pay up.
You got to pay up if you want to hear this mystery podcast that we're teasing.
Yeah. We're teases. What can we say?
We're little teases.
So that's something that you boss hogs can look forward to in addition to the Q&A episode. Mm-hmm. But this is coming out on Friday, October 11th. And so today and going forward, feel free to ask any questions for the Q&A app and we'll answer them all.
And always like, comment, subscribe on people's YouTube channels.
That's right. On people's YouTube channels.
I guess on ours. I don't think you say like, comment, and subscribe for a podcast, but tell your friends, send them the link, and let's make this thing big, baby.
That's right. And as you can tell, because we're releasing this today, we are now pulling back on our free guest episodes. That was to give the world a little taste.
Yeah, they'll be coming out every once in a while, but you can't expect them every week for free like you could before.
No. So those will be probably 2 a month right now.
Who knows?
Maybe 4 a month, maybe 7, maybe 1.
Maybe a bunch of secret ones pop up on Boss Hogs all of a sudden.
Who knows?
Who knows? We don't.
We have no idea what we're doing here. It's like the joke of the day. We won't know until we do it.
That's right. And here's where we come to the second joke of the day.
Okay.
This now, time Dan does the setup.
I know what you're thinking out there. Doesn't it make the joke of the day less special if there's a lot of jokes of the day?
You're a fast mind if you're already criticizing this choice.
Yeah. And it's like, come on, stop criticizing and just enjoy it. Second joke of the day. A horse, a jockey, and let's say bull walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Bartender says,
"Who do I serve first? The horse, the bull, or the jockey? I don't want to start a fight because this guy will lose."
We don't know who he's pointing to. Answer in the comments who you imagined he was pointing to. Who's going to lose the fight between the horse, the bull, the jockey, or even someone else in the bar that was unnamed?
The fun thing about the joke of the day is it's always a mystery.
It's always a mystery. The answer just brings up more questions.
And isn't that the important part of art? Having the question is as valuable as finding the answer.
Wow.
It's profound. It's profane.
It's profane. You can't be profound without being a little profane.
Oh, baby, we speak the same language. Absolutely.
Well, is there anything else?
I mean, there always is, but I think we can stop.
All right. So
hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear.
Let us know what you want to hear. Impeach the guy.
Impeach the guy. I think you know who we're talking about.
Well, we think we know when you say that guy who I mean.
Al Gore.
Impeach Gore. Impeach Gore. That's all we're going to say for now.
Give Al Gore a peach. Impeach Gore.
Go to Georgia.
N-peach. E-N.
Yeah.
Peach.
Impeach him.
Yes.
Like impregnate him.
Exactly. Make him have a peach.
Yeah. Why not? I'm sure he'd be happy.
Cut that part.
Nah.
Nah. Okay. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
You are the man now. Dog, you are the man now.